So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Hey folks, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. Did you ever just lay in bed thinking about things and sometimes you have this really odd thought that will come to mind, or sometimes in the shower? I think Reddit actually does a thing called shower thoughts where they reflect on these things. But did you ever wonder why a dog will get mad if you blow in his face, yet he will willingly stick his head out the car window at 65 miles an hour? I just never understand that. Another thing too, having cats, and George, maybe you can shed some light on this for me. All right. Sometimes, you know, you pick up a cat and you mess with his ears, like push him forward and make like a Yoda voice or something like that. You know, it looks kind of cute and the cat doesn't really like it, but you pull their ears back, kind of make them look like they're wearing a baseball cap backwards, you know, give them this really streamlined, cool look, and the cat will get aggravated with you. Now, the cat doesn't want you pulling its ears back like that, so he starts to get mad. Now, what does a cat do when it gets mad? It folds its ears back. So in the end, the cat ends up getting mad at you, folds his ears back with a scowl on his face, when all you wanted to do was pull his ears back to begin with. Makes absolutely no sense. Can you tell me, George, why cats do that? He doesn't know. Then again, you know, I've had people ask me, why do motorcyclists come to a light and just sit there twisting the throttle and revving the engine? And I honestly have no idea. I do it myself, and I could not tell you why I do it. So here, I'm a motorcyclist telling you why I don't know why I rev the engine when I come to a stoplight, and a cat that can't tell me why it folds its ears back when it gets mad. But anyway, getting into the show itself, I want to start out with something that's a story here in North Carolina, but is making national news, and that deals with Gander Mountain, which I guess now has bought out a couple of other businesses, and now it's just Gander something. It's not Gander Mountain anymore. I think they've kind of combined. You have Gander Camping, maybe Gander Outdoor. I don't know. But the thing that the Gander, and I'm still going to call it Gander Mountain because I've always known it as Gander Mountain. And one thing that they do is they always fly these huge flags. They're like 80 feet long. I don't know how many thousands of dollars these flags must cost a piece, but it's just something that they do. Like you'd find it at some of the car dealerships where it's still legal. And Gander Mountain has for quite some time been flying these huge flags. And just a couple weeks ago, I was telling you about the police officer that we lost in Mooresville, North Carolina. And at the Gander Mountain in Mooresville, it was flying that giant flag at half staff. And I mean, this thing was like within just a few feet of the ground. It was so long. Well, in Statesville, North Carolina, which is basically the next big town above Mooresville, they have a camping center. I think it's called Gander Camping World or something like that. And they have been ordered by the city of Statesville to remove the flag, claiming it violates city statutes. And see, we have that problem here in Charlotte. It is illegal to fly a flag over a certain size. It's illegal to put a large sign up. It's illegal to fly more than three flags on your pole if you're a business. It's illegal to fly company logo flags, you know, like the Wendy's flag or the McDonald's flag. Yeah, that's illegal here in Charlotte. A bunch of crap. Well, apparently Statesville is taking some of those Big Brother tactics and applying them as well. The largest flag that you can fly in the city of Statesville, it's a big town, they call themselves a city, but it's a large town, is 40 feet. And Gander Mountain had applied for this 40-foot flag and instead put up the 80-foot flag. Well, folks, I am of the opinion that if you own a property, you can do what you want with that property. Who the hell is some pencil neck to tell me the size of the flag that I could fly? And especially a flag, an American flag, a symbol of this nation, a symbol of what we stand for liberty and freedom in the world. And they're going to break some guy's balls because his flag is quote-unquote too big? You know, I have an issue with people who have an issue with big things because I think they have small things and they get jealous when people have bigger things than they do. But this whole thing is ridiculous, and there's a story here. Let me see if I can pull this up here and give you some more details. And this is... Where'd it go? Here it is. Uh-oh. I lost it. Give me a second here, folks. Yeah, I'm just going to cut it right here, and I will be back momentarily after I find it. Hang on. You know, I hate when Yahoo does that. You have something that you save for a while, and you go to get it, and then all of a sudden it's magically gone, you know, because so much time has gone by. But anyway, I was able to find it. It's titled, Car Dealership Faces Off Against City in Battle to Fly Oversized American Flag. Quote, it will not come down. So this is above Camping World, as I said, in Statesville, North Carolina. And they're saying here it's a massive patriotic site, an American flag flying at 40 by 80 feet. According to city officials, however, it's against the law. It's not only a battle between a business and the city, now the community is getting involved. And according to WSOC-TV here in Charlotte, Camping World's Gander RV location was granted a permit to fly the U.S. flag at its business, but the flag it currently has on display is almost twice the size of what city codes allow. And despite a lawsuit that was recently filed by Statesville city officials, Camping World CEO Marcus Lemonis will not take the flag down, despite fines of $50 per day being levied retroactively to October 15th, totaling approximately $11,000. Wow. Skipping over some stuff here, he says, I don't care if the fine goes to $500 a day. The flag is not coming down. From our perspective, if the flagpole isn't hurting anybody and isn't in danger to anybody, then the size of the flag is somewhat irrelevant. Well, that's a good point. You know, if the flag was so big that it was going to break the flagpole and it might come down and hurt or kill someone, I could understand that. But this is just these peckerheads that have this law in place, this statute, that simply don't want to allow someone to be able to do something in their own business. Now, it goes on to say the supporters were alerted to a petition that was shared in a Facebook post by Camping World. The post reads, this is about more than just the flag. This is about our veterans, our military, and the men and women that have sacrificed for this great country. They are the reason we fly the flag, and they are the reason we will not take it down. Well, amen, and God bless them. There's a nice aerial picture here showing this thing. This flag, there's actually enough wind to get it flying. And the flag is longer than the building is wide. Wow, what a sight. It must be because the flag is in the foreground and the building's behind it. But wow, that is an impressive sight. The petition currently has over 200,000 signatures, and Statesville has a population of approximately 28,657 people. So this is coming in from all over the state and probably all over the country, too. Now, he goes on to say, my family has been car dealers, had been car dealers since the 1960s, and our key trademark was always flying our flag in our dealership in South Florida. Yeah, he went on to explain that similar sized flags are at 200 stores across the country, including other cities in North Carolina. My family is largely immigrants to the country. The city of Statesville claims that Gander RV applied to fly a smaller flag than the one currently on display, and then only started to find the business after asking it to replace the flag several times. The city provided the following statement on its Facebook page. The city of Statesville stands by our flag and what it represents. We are so much more than a one-flag town. Huh? We would like to take this opportunity to thank you for the outpouring of support many have shared for our American flag this week. And yet they're pulling this kind of crap? That is... wow. And they finish up with saying... please know it is our job to protect our citizens and the businesses that call the city of Statesville home. We take our laws and ordinances very seriously. Our doors are open to any business looking to prosper and grow in our community. Well, this is a good way to drive them out. We only ask that the proper channels are followed. This is the first and necessary step to any potential change in code. Yeah, no. The first step to changing the code is to continue on with this petition. I don't see any information here. Where this petition actually is. Well, let me see. There's something I can click on here. Let me see where that takes me. Perhaps I can find the information and get it to you guys where you can let Camping World and Gander Outdoors fly the American flag. Here it is. Oh, it's at change.org. And I'm looking for something. No, just do. All right. At this point, 243,389 people have signed it. Let's get to 300,000. Oh, it just changed. It jumped up to 393 as I'm watching this. Wow, this thing is getting really popular, folks. So, yeah, go to change.org and just type in, you know, Camping World and Gander Outdoors, and I'm sure that you'll find it to pop up. I'm going to sign this thing myself. I'm going to keep this open and sign it before I log out of here. My God, it's just jumped up to 408. People are signing this thing left and right, folks. You know, it is wrong. When you're flying a symbol of a country, it's the greatest country on earth. It is. I have said this time and time again. The United States of America is the greatest country that has ever existed and will probably ever exist on this planet. And yet every day, the liberal left, the progressives, are doing everything that they can to chip away those liberties and those freedoms that we cherish and take so dearly into our hearts. You know, we need to stand up for ourselves, and one of the ways to do that is to stand up for the flag, because the flag is continuously attacked and bombarded by the left. They call it a symbol of hate, the symbol of the greatest country, the freest country on earth, and these progressives call the American flag a symbol of hate. There's a place for these people. And when we take this country back, they will find themselves in that place, and it's a place they will not like. But take a few minutes to sign that petition, folks. Let's get this out here and let them know. We're not going to stand by and let them walk over the symbol of this nation, especially since I'm recording this over Memorial Day weekend. I'm feeling rather patriotic this weekend, today particularly. This is Sunday. And it just chafes my ass when somebody does something that pretty much desecrates the American flag, and demanding that it be taken down because it violates some code or ordinance? Yeah, that's wrong. That is so wrong in so many ways. Well, let me jump off the soapbox before I go, because I could probably go on for the entire show just bitching and moaning about this, but let me find something else to bitch and moan about. And that is the state of Nevada. Let me clarify that, shall I? Actually, let me clarify that on the other side of the break, because I'm coming up over 14 minutes already. I'm going to be breaking here soon. I don't want to get partway into this and then come back and try and finish it up. I don't like doing that. So let me talk to you and say, let me just finish up here on Memorial Day itself. And it's very saddening and disheartening that the majority of people were polled very recently. I don't have the statistics in front of me. I heard this on the radio the other day. And the majority of people did not know what Memorial Day actually stands for. Many thought it was to remember all a veteran. Well, that's what Veterans Day is for. Some thought it was for World War I, some thought it was for World War II, a lot thought it was for those who were currently serving. They had no idea whatsoever that Memorial Day is to remember all of our brave women, men and women who have served in the armed forces in all the wars, going all the way back. That's what Memorial Day is for. It's to remember those brave men and women who gave their lives in all the wars. In the Revolutionary War, War of 1812, the Uncivilized War, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, Gulf War II, all those conflicts, all those men and women who have given their lives so that I may do this show and so that you may listen to it, are who we have remembered this Memorial Day. So just take a minute to think about that. Do you know of a cemetery nearby who has veterans who are buried there? Take the time to place a flag or some flowers on one or two of the markers that are there. Or just stop by. Just take your family, your children, to a cemetery that's nearby. Now, we have a national cemetery not too far away here in North Carolina, over in Rowan County. And I did not know that until a few years ago. It's a national cemetery, just like Arlington. You know, take your kids to a national cemetery like that, if there's one nearby. Walk them through it. Explain to them what Memorial Day is about, who these men and women are, what they have fought for. And it's a good lesson, particularly if you homeschool. It's a perfect opportunity to teach your children all about Memorial Day and some of our other holidays too, Independence Day, Veterans Day. Let them know, because so many of these kids nowadays, they're just not being taught this stuff in our institutional functioning learning facilities, whatever you want to call them. They're not schools. They're not. They're just, I guess, the closest thing that you can come to is the kind of stuff that communist Russia used to instruct its kids. They're not really being taught history anymore. They're not being taught principles. They're being taught computer programming, nonsense like that, and they're deliberately not teaching history, and if they are, they're teaching false history. So this is an opportunity for you to teach your kids or your grandkids about real history. So now I'm going to take the break, and when I come back, I'm going to tell you why I've got a bug up my butt about the state of Nevada.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase minorities and women, or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective. Gay pride days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. A throwback to the 80s. That was the Go-Go's with Cousin Belinda on vocals. George, what do you mean? You don't... Okay, I think I've told you this, folks. George apparently doesn't know. I was at one time engaged to Belinda Carlisle's cousin. Yes, George, I was. Hang on. Let me pull this up off of Amazon Music, because this is her cousin... So let me find this here. This is a snippet from a song she did that was about us, that was written on the back of my motorcycle coming home from Carlo's Italian restaurant. No, George, I am not joshing you. Here, just listen. And he'd die for her soul is how that was supposed to end. That was just a little snippet off of there. But that was actually my ex-fiancée, Belinda Carlisle's cousin. I'm not going to give you the name of that song because it will give away who she is, which would give away sort of who I am. Now that one, she was a little bit older and not double tracking, but some of her older stuff where her voice was a little bit higher pitched and she was doing the double tracking, she sounds identical to Belinda Carlisle. So anyway, that out of the way. Thank you for interrupting some valuable time with your stupid question, George. Oh, you have another one. Why am I not surprised? What is it? Oh, what was it about? Well, if you listen to the refrain there, on a steel horse with an AR-15, the steel horse was on my motorcycle, the AR-15, I'm big into AR-15 guns, wrote books on them. She came from the Badlands, which was the title of my first novel, which was never published. So again, that won't give me away. He fought for her freedom and he died for her soul. Originally, it was supposed to be a rock song and we were supposed to do a music video together and the whole thing would have made sense. But in essence, what it was her being Lady Liberty and me being the knight in shining armor that went from the beginning of time with the knight in shining armor standing up for the lady in distress who eventually became Lady Liberty. It was very patriotic, which actually I suppose ties in well with this episode because this is Memorial Day, or has been Memorial Day weekend. All right, so that is out of the way. Let me get back to this nonsense about the state of Nevada and how they may actually keep Donald Trump from becoming president. Wow, I'm just looking at this petition here real quick before I come up with this. It's up to 243,724, 25, 26, 27. Wow, people are just 28, 30. That's amazing, folks. 31, God bless all of you who are have taken the time to sign this. 35, man, I better jump off of here and go on with what I was going to say. That's incredible. So getting back to this whole thing about the state of Nevada possibly getting in the way of Donald Trump's re-election, Nevada is pretty much set to become the 15th state, which is pretty much going to abandon the United States Constitution and rig next year's presidential election. How? Well, because they have become a part of legislation that is really taking hold in a lot of Democratic states, and it's called the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. So far, 14 states, I don't know if that's including the District of Columbia In addition to, I think that includes the District of Columbia, and now Nevada is the 15th. And what this essentially does is these state laws make the popular vote what the electoral vote represents. So in other words, what's going to happen if this passes and it goes unchallenged in court is that whoever wins the popular vote will become president. Now, the founding fathers understood full well the ramifications of having a dangerous popular vote, in essence, a democracy. And contrary to popular belief, we do not live in a democracy. I have explained this to you, and I'm sure most of you are fully aware of this, but the average American is not. They believe that we live in a democracy. We do not. We live in a republic, specifically a democratic republic. Now, the reason that the popular vote does not get the actual winning vote because of the Electoral College is that all states need to be represented equally. Otherwise, you would have what we are fast-track approaching to, which is where big states with big cities like New York, California, and Illinois, who have the largest numbers of people concentrated into a few small cities, would thereby control the presidential election, the vote. Whereas the majority of the country itself, say 45 states vote for guy A, but the big three control those votes and they actually swing it. So the whole Electoral College was set up to be fair so that each state gets an equal representation. Otherwise, what's going to happen is there's no sense in going to caucus in the Hawkeye State. There's no sense in going not only to Iowa or Indiana, Nebraska, Kansas, any of those states that have relatively few people, Alaska. They would therefore concentrate on California, Illinois, New York, places where the large cities are, maybe Georgia because of Atlanta, Michigan for Detroit. Well, Detroit's quickly going by the way of the dodo, but you understand what I'm saying here. This is a dangerous precedent that's being set. I believe it is completely unconstitutional, and I hope it's challenged in court. Right now, we do have the support of the Supreme Court to probably keep that in check. But we've already had several states say that if Donald Trump does not produce his tax returns, they're not going to even allow him on their state ballot. Not only is that wrong, I believe that's illegal and unconstitutional as well. See, the whole thing is that these Democrats lost. And they can't accept the fact that they have lost. And they are doing everything that they can. They're pulling every dirty trick that they can pull out of their hat. Every white rabbit that they can find to pull out of that magic hat to get rid of Donald Trump. But there's a downside to this. And everybody always forgets when they pull these dirty tricks that the other side can pull them back. Harry Reid opened up the door using the nuclear option, and we used it back on them. Now, just imagine, folks, if they do pass this and Donald Trump wins the popular vote in 2020, oh, then they would be pulling their hair out and they would be doing everything they could to overturn that. That's just the way these people are. They will never be satisfied. They will always do whatever they can to remain in power. That's all it is to these people. All about remaining in power. Very, very dangerous. I do think, though, that if this were passed, Donald Trump won the Electoral College, and whoever, Joe Biden, whoever is going against him, won the popular vote and was declared the President of the United States, that you would have some serious rioting going on in this country, if not insurrection. I think it's really coming down to that, and they're pushing it. You know, all we want as conservatives and lovers of this country are to be left alone. We want our guns to allow us to stay left alone. But the left doesn't want to leave us alone. And folks, on that note, it's about time for me to jump off of here. So I will leave you on that note. As always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so by emailing me at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. I gotta run, folks, so I'll be back next week. It's been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.
Thank you.